Welcome back to the Open Books Podcast. We're back again. Ready to report? It's time to report for duty.
We're here.
Reporting for
duty. Duty.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. We could finally talk.
Oh my God.
Talk.
I need, wonder if people understand our dynamic.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because we do talk all day.
No.
For the most part. Like, it's all day, every single day.
No, literally, y'all, it's 5 a.m. I have a thought. I'm like,
I know. Like, today, I started at 6:20.
And no, I was like, oops. If I wake up and there's not a text, I'm like, what's wrong?
Are you mad at me?
I'm like, so I just had this dream. Like, a cow farted. And you're like, oh. I had a dream that no, we're sick.
Oh my God, I wish I could talk about my dream.
No, dreams are crazy,
wild.
Do you have vivid dreams?
Sick ass dreams.
Do you?
Lately, yeah, they've been like nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmares.
I am a nightmare sufferer.
Really?
Yes. Like, I have always had nightmares, and I've also had several times a year I get the really bad. What is it when you're sleep paralysis?
What?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Is that when you can't move?
Yes. And I have this experience a few times a year, and it's absolutely terrifying. And then I'm just scared to go to sleep again.
Do you have to take a sleep aid?
No, but I want to try that. I've always wanted to know, can you stop yourself from dreaming? Because I'm tired of it. Sometimes I just don't want to dream.
If I take a sleep aid and it knocks me out, I won't dream.
That's so, or at least you don't remember.
At least I don't remember dreaming. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like this last one that I had, I don't think I told you.
Mm-mm.
So this is the dream. Brooke was sleeping over and we were in my room and Josh was in the kitchen. It sounded like he was banging pots together.
Hmm.
But I'm just assuming he was putting the dishes away, but it must have been really late because me and Brooke were going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to go see what he's doing. And she was like, okay, I'll come with you. So when I'm walking down my hall, she's already in the living room.
Oh my God, dreams. She's so weird.
How'd you beat me in here? And I look down at my floor and she's doing that weird position where people get on their hands, but their legs go over their shoulders and they can walk on their hands.
Literally a scary,
A contortionist.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah. And she's rocking back and forth. I'm like, what are you doing? And she was just like, what? I was waiting for you. I'm like, this is too weird. And I turned to go back down the hall. I never even went and saw what Josh was doing. I go to go back down the hall and the Grim Reaper is in my hallway.
No. No.
So I was too scared to go to my room because Grim is there. So I go to sleep in the spare room and that bed's covered in spiders. And that's all I remember.
That's actually a nightmare.
Yes. This is the voice of judgment speaking.
This isn't you. Come out of it. No, I'll literally be I'll say the Our Father, the prayer, I swear to God. And I'm like, please don't let me go back to that dream.
Does your brain say something stupid?
Yeah. And it's bet. No, my brain's like, hee-hee. No, then I'll literally start seeing demons in my head.
Oh,
and
my
stuff.
God.
And I'm
like, you're creating this on your own.
No, I tell myself the same thing. I'm like, you just made that image up. That's on you. So anyway, it's a little bit about us. We're back. It's been
so sick.
Well, if you're hearing this, you probably already heard The Drowning Woman. And we talked about how long it's been.
Yeah.
But now we're going to get into the nitty gritty things we just have to talk about.
Because it has to be said.
Things that have to
be
said.
And I'm so excited.
We can't go another minute.
I know. I feel like our true selves come up on these. Yeah.
There's lots of things that have happened over these last 2 weeks. Get a little snack.
Get a snack.
Grab some popcorn.
Clean your house.
Yes. The best ever is cleaning your house with a podcast. So
yeah,
go get the vacuum and turn the volume up and get to listening.
Yes.
Okay, so couple good news for me. Leo's second birthday is coming up. So he's going to be two.
That's crazy.
I know, which is also sad news because it just flew by so fast. And I know everybody says, oh my God, time flies. But it really does. And
I want to cry already.
I know, it's not okay. I'm going to have a little baseball themed birthday party for him.
Cute.
Because he loves sports. So that's very good. The next good news that I have. Oh, okay. my work retreat with LSU. I didn't get to tell you about it. So, as y'all know, I made the career switch to working with LSU. And we work, most of us work remote, but they also have for LSU online, because I work for LSU online, they have an office on LSU's campus in Baton Rouge. So a lot of people who live in Baton Rouge that work there will go like hybrid or work in the office a couple days.
Which I'm obsessed.
Obsessed with. So I got to go to the office, like see where everyone works. But the coolest thing was like meeting everyone in person. So I work on a team of, I think it's 13 people. And so we have a manager and then all of us. We talk on Zoom in Teams like all day, every day, like just throughout the workday. So we have like a super close relationship, but we've never met in person. So I was like nervous. Felt like I was going on a date or something.
Oh
like,
my gosh, like a blind date.
Like a blind date, like someone I met from Tinder or something. Because we talk all the time. And we know what each other looks like from like Zoom and like somewhere
it's
on like
so
social media.
It's so different though when you see someone in person.
It's so different. Well, no one could believe how short I was. Like it was this shocking thing, which was just funny to me because like I guess I don't meet new people often.
Right.
So I just forget that I'm 4'11" and like it is a little shocking to people who are like normal size, like normal people.
Yeah.
So it was like this whole thing. They were like, are you actually 27? Like, are you allowed to be here? Oh my God. But that was really fun to meet everybody in person and to go like be back at LSU. I felt very nostalgic for my college days. But I don't think I would go back to being like broken psychotic.
No.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
I like where.
I like where we are.
Where we are.
Okay.
My good news, I'm going on a vacation. I'm going to Destin next month.
Why didn't you tell me? Like,
oh my gosh, I was waiting for this moment. It's going to be so relaxing.
That sounds so nice.
I'm currently 16 weeks today. That's really good news.
Yes.
I feel like my bump is starting to bump a little bit more. So it's like transformed from like the pudge.
It's a baby now.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I'm getting to the point where, like, smells really bother me. So the smells make me nauseous and I just, like, gag and get. It's like a dry heave. But today I felt really good all day. Like, I didn't feel super tired today.
Yeah. That's the key.
That's
word.
The key. Like, it's today.
It switches
today,
so much.
And I think that's where I was like, oh, I'm going to get out of this phase of, like, fatigue.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, on a Friday. Like, Fridays, I basically just like, I get home from work and I just sleep because I'm so exhausted like you by the burning
you're
out.
You're working overtime, like you're creating a placenta. That part just freaks me out. Like you're actually, on top of a baby, you're creating an organ, like an entire new organ.
There's like eyeballs and stuff inside me right now.
Yeah, I used to think about that all the time. Fingernails.
Fingernails, like, arms and legs. Just
it's like growing within you.
They're here in the room with us. I said there.
They're
that
here
was
in
not
the room
a
with
plot
us.
Twist.
No. No, actually.
The baby's here in the room.
She's got twins. I'm just kidding. No, it's crazy. You're so, you're doing so much work. Like it makes so much, make sense why you're so tired.
It does make you have so much more. Like you obviously have already like respected women and pregnancy. And obviously I view it as something that's so beautiful and so special and sacred. But like,
no, you get
you
it.
Don't get it until you get it.
Yes, yes. And we talked about this before too, but like it definitely does something for you to understand your mother more too.
Yes.
You're like, wow, I understand why you were so whatever. Whatever ways your mom was, you like definitely start to see it from a different perspective than when you're like.
You understand it so much more for
you're
sure.
Like, so sorry, mom. Oh, and you've been hearing the baby's heartbeat. From
yes.
Home. Best experience.
Yes. So. Thank you for that. I did it again last night.
Did your gel come in?
It did.
Okay, good.
It did come in. And good. It's such a game changer.
Yeah, you can actually hear
we
the
used,
heartbeat.
We used aloe vera the first night. Colby gave me the Doppler. And it worked.
Does the gel work just as good? Like, does the aloe vera work just as good as the gel?
It does.
I'm just interested. Yes. So it just has to be a gel.
It needs to be a gel.
It just needs to be a lubricant.
It needs a nice little lubricant, and then you can hear.
That's so cute.
I also didn't realize how low, like, the baby was.
Yes.
I'm like,
very
oh my
low.
God, you're like almost like in my vagina.
It's literally in your vagina.
Yeah.
No, literally.
Literally.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going to tell you about the last 2 weeks that I had because it actually directly relates to a baby being literally in your vagina.
Yes. And we'll kind of like explain our hiatus
yes.
a little bit. Like we've been busy.
We've been busy and like
healing
shit.
And growing.
Quite literally healing and growing. Shit hit the fan for me these last I don't even know how much time has passed.
Colby, I think it's been longer than 2 weeks.
I think it has. I think it's been like a month.
Because I think you've been healing for 2 weeks.
Yes. So y'all, like I've been unwell to the point that I couldn't come and record. Like I couldn't put any like energy into anything because, so I had this situation that I've been dealing with, shit you not, for what, 2 years now? Because yeah. I was teaching at SBM for my first year when it was happening. And I specifically remember this because I was with you and like yes. complaining about it to you. So when I was pregnant with Leo, my second child, he was so, it was definitely during my like third trimester when I was big and he mm-hmm. was so much in my pelvic area and so much pressure was mm-hmm. putting on that I developed like a serious case of hemorrhoids. And we're going to talk about hemorrhoids here.
Because I mean, because we're just going to keep it real.
We're going to keep it so real. And like, I feel like people are afraid to talk about it, which I completely understand. I was too. Mm-hmm. I'm so not anymore because like I've, this is something that I've went through and it's actually yeah. serious. And it's so common. Like with my situation and all the research that I've done and like on the TikTok lore that I've been mm-hmm. deep in, like so many women deal with it, especially pregnant women and moms. And it is such a real thing. So I know. And it is. So when I was pregnant with Leo, like I said, all that pressure happened and I developed hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. Well, they're almost inevitable, like, because you have to go to the bathroom, you have to push. And then when you have a baby, like, pressing down on that area.
Right.
It's super common for you to develop hemorrhoids because you, it's like basically like a vein. Like, I've done so mm-hmm. much research. It's going to be a medical episode. No, this episode. Is, like,
very good.
It's very informative.
Know. We're such doctors.
Like, I have my medical degree.
Female doctors.
I'm a colorectal surgeon at this point.
No, you like need no. some kind of certification.
Seriously, sign me up. Cut me a check. So they're like these veins that are inside and then of course they get like inflamed and they pop out and they could be internal or they could be external. Like most people in the world live with internal hemorrhoids. Sometimes they pop out and they're just mm-hmm. like a little friend and they'll like just pop right back in and it's fine and like mostly harmless. Mm-hmm. But then they could get serious if not treated or if super, super inflamed. So I've always dealt with it since Leo and mine were getting like very, very painful. Because I remember 2 years ago being at school with you and like crying in the hallway. Yes. I remember Heidi was like, what's wrong? And you were like, she's got hemorrhoids. Like, because I was like crying. I literally couldn't talk.
Okay. But to be fair, I only said it because.
Yeah.
You were like, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't like running around being like, yeah. Colby has hemorrhoids.
Colby has hemorrhoids. No, no. Like, I've been so open about it.
Yes.
Because you just have to be. Like, this is like so, and it's also so painful.
I can't imagine.
To walk. Like, it's like, it affects your everyday life if they become external and like super painful. Mm-hmm. So I remember like going to the doctor for it that day and kind of just dealing with it like through medications and creams and stuff. And then kind of like get better and go away and get better. But I kind of just live with it. Well, then fast forward to almost 2 years later. Yeah. I was at the French Quarter Fest walking around in the thong all day. So that's exactly what happened. I was walking around and it was getting irritated. And then I just like, I should have went home and I didn't. Like I kept walking. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it got to the point.
Gotta
where,
listen
like,
to the body.
You gotta listen to the body. And I knew it. I knew it. I was telling y'all, I'm like, this hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And it got to the point that it could not like go back in. Like it was done. So, but then, so this is like where the funny story ties in that I gotta tell you about Rock and Saki, because we were at Rock and Saki. So I was with Skylar and Allie, two of our good friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all, please look at this for me. Because, you know, we're just so close like that. Like we just.
No, I literally was like, can you send me a picture?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see it.
And I would have. Like I wanted.
Bend over. Let me see.
Spread the cheeks.
I want to see it.
And that's how we are. So I'm like, Skylar and Allie, please come to the bathroom with me. I just want to make sure I'm not like hallucinating.
Right. Like, what's going on? Is there something there?
Exactly. Like, why yeah. is it hers bad? So we go to the bathroom and stall and immediately they're like, call 911. Like. This is very Colby. Scary looking. So anyway, it's all three of us in the one stall. This is a medical emergency at this point, okay? And we really were in there for like not even a minute, like quick. Mm-hmm. Like I was completely sober.
Enough obviously, for you to bend over.
Enough for me to bend over, take a little check, and then I was pulling my pants back up. I was being like very conscious. We're not like, you know, immature girls who just like play around in the bathroom anymore. Yeah. Well, this woman starts banging on the door. Literally, it was in there for 1 minute. Bang, boom, 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 boom. So I'm like, surely this has to be like our friends, like joking around
messing
with us, you know? Like, so I'm like, haha. No, she's like, boom, boom, boom. Cursing us out. She's like, hurry the fuck up. I'm like, what? Like, we were taken aback. Like, huh? So I was like, we're coming.
Man, we have an appointment in here. Well,
we have
we're wrapping up an appointment.
Right. No, literally.
So I'm putting away my insurance card. Like, give me a minute.
Relax. So she's banging on the door. And so I'm like, we're coming. And she said, hurry the fuck up. I'm like, we're coming. And she's like, why y'all got three girls in there? I got to use the bathroom. Hurry up. And so I'm like, I don't even, well, you just kind of, you know, when you get like angry in the moment, you just kind of like black out.
What if she like had explosives?
Well, now I wish I would have been like, if you had to shit that bag, just, you could have just said it. You could have just said that.
We're girls. Okay. We are here for
you. I'm a girly. And that's like, the thing. Like, we're all girls here. Why are you being so hateful and mean? Because I literally said, okay, we're coming. Like, if you really have to go to bed, there's a way to be polite about it.
Yeah.
Because like I said, if we were in there for 10 minutes joking around and making TikToks, like, yeah, come on, get out of the bathroom. Like
you
want
to use the bathroom and you want to go back to your dinner.
And yeah, I know how it is to like really have to pee and be in a line and like, and you're like, please hurry up. This was not that situation though. Like it was in there quick and it was for like a serious reason. So Amanda, our other friend, is like out of, and she's like in the little area, the waiting area part or whatever. And so she's getting, she's like, they're dealing with something. Like, there's actually like something medical. And she said, I don't give a fuck. Get out of the bathroom. She said, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, girl. So I said,
why couldn't she go in another stall?
Another person was in there.
Why she wasn't banging on that door?
She wasn't banging on that door. So she said, I don't give a fuck. And so I said, well, if you really have to go, like, there's a way to be polite about it. Amber, she said, fuck being polite. I swear. I was like, so then, like, so then it was like, oh, she wants to go to war. Like, you want to actually fight us because what is your, what's going on? Why are you so hateful?
Did y'all's female rage kick in?
It kicked in so hard. Well, for me, I almost had tears in my eyes because first of all, I was in like so much pain. And I knew that I was being like genuine with my friends in the bathroom. Like, I was like dealing with a serious situation. Like, so that's what we were saying. Like, we're dealing with something. And she was like, I don't give a fuck. And then she said, fuck being polite. So for me, I was just feeling like very overwhelmed. And I was like, oh my God, like, lady, I wanted to go out and say, lady, like, do you want to see my butt cheeks? Like, right. Something serious. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
Come see this for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. So I was feeling like emotional, but Skylar and Allie were like mad. So we come out the stall and Skylar's like ready. She's like, this is it. Like, we're going to have to get into a brawl.
A physical altercation.
That's how this woman was acting. She wanted to fight. So we get out of the bathroom and I just thought, okay, well, we're all just going to have to be there for each other. Like, this is our moment. Like, this is where I was. She ran into the stall so fast, shut the door and locked it. We had like no time to say anything. So Skylar started banging on the door the same exact way. And she's like, hurry the fuck up. You got to go to her. And so the lady just like locked herself in the door. She didn't come out.
She didn't say anything. She didn't say a word.
When I went home and Skylar was like telling Matt, like, she needs to go to the hospital. Like, this is, something's wrong. And Matt was like, we'll see like tomorrow, the next day. And like, I didn't go. So I waited like a day and then I went, decided, okay, it's time. So I called like a colorectal surgeon who could like fit me in. And then I go to the doctor and he was like, yes, this is an emergency situation and we need to perform an in-office procedure right now to like remove the situation. So yeah, like he had to give me a lidocaine shot. Worst pain I've ever felt in my entire life, but it did like numb the whole. No, I guess like if you were to get a hemorrhoidectomy, which is like a full invasive surgery where they go and remove like internal hemorrhoids, everything, then you could get pain pills. But this is just like a little silly in-office procedure for them, I guess. Like, it's obviously something he does all the time.
Yeah,
because it's super common. So I didn't get any pain pills, and then I just went home, and then it wore off, and it was like the worst pain ever for like 2 days. But it actually healed very quickly, and good. I'm doing good now. But that's where I've been, because it just put me in like such a dark spot. Because, well, one, I was in pain, so I was just laying in bed. And then I did get pain pills. So they make you just like feel, I don't know. They make me feel icky. You too?
The feeling. Ugh. I hate, like, I try to, if I don't need them.
Avoid it.
I avoid because
they're
awful. Like when I got my root canal, they offered them to me. I was like, I don't want them.
I know.
I don't want it.
And that's why I stopped. I did them for 2 days and stopped because I was like, hated how I felt. They make you just like bloated and icky and like no appetite. Also, yeah. I wasn't really eating anything for like that whole next week because I was so terrified to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And also you have to take Miralax to make things come out smoother so it's not painful. And like so it doesn't mess up the scar.
Because you have
like,
I can't even like.
You have like an open wound down there.
My butt's tight.
I know. It's like cringe. Because you have an open wound and like a scar. So you have to take Miralax like round the clock, which makes you literally have diarrhea. Like it makes your stomach twist and turn. So I was taking Miralax around the clock. I was taking the pain pills and I wasn't eating because I was just like scared, just terrified. Yeah. Like, so I was eating like the bare minimum and I wasn't drinking coffee because I didn't want to go to the bathroom. But you know, like when you drink coffee every day, when you stop, you get like really bad withdrawals. Like you get like terrible headaches.
Yes. Shakes. The shakes. Bad like, mood.
Exactly. So that was me for like 3 days, not eating, on Miralax, on pain pills, oh my God, no that coffee. Explains
so much, Colby.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now that I'm out of it, I'm like, okay, it makes sense why I was in such a dark place, because I was just having like no nutrients to my body and I was just in bed. So yes. Like, and I still had to work for LSU, which thank God I could do from home. I didn't have to like take off work. So that was like my 3 days of just like torture. And then like I started to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and now I'm totally fine. Like I'm healed. Everything's fine.
You seem great.
I'm great. I'm not on the Miralax anymore. So everything's fine. But that's what I just needed to come on here and tell the people, because like I feel like there needs to be hemorrhoid awareness.
Hemorrhoid awareness.
Don't you?
Yes.
People don't talk about it enough. And so
it's also not talked about in pregnancy enough, or I'm just like,
no, it's not.
Haven't made it there yet that people are talking about it, because
it's not talked about.
I only know about it because of you.
I know. And it is so common. Like I guarantee people who are listening to this who have had a pregnancy. Yeah, of course you can have them without a pregnancy too, but I think you're at a very high risk for it when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Have experienced this, because I was on TikTok, of course, listening to people's testimonials, and like everyone in the comments were like, me sitting here with my hemorrhoid, like, so glad other people are talking about it. Like, it's so common and so painful. But it also is very normal and can be painless. Like, right, they can be just, like, you just can live with them forever.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get a situation like me where it just, like, something happens and it gets very inflamed. So, like, just be cautious. REPORT, and then we have a couple random pop cultures that we definitely have to talk about. Just one or two Z's.
Just one or two.
Okay. Reading, I read The Drowning Woman, which we just did our episode on. I read Stillwater Girls by Minka Kent, which was like not that great. I really enjoyed it, had a lot of momentum, but then it like just really fell flat. The plot twists were like so out of pocket, so out of reach that it was so unbelievable.
Should I read it?
No, I don't even think it's worth it. And I really like Minka Kent, that author. She wrote Unmissing. Remember when we read that?
Yes, that book was so good.
So good. And it had the same writing style, which I enjoyed, like very fast paced.
So fast.
But it was just like the story was so unbelievable. So that was like a meh. And then I did start our next book, Dark Matter, which I'm loving so far. So you'll have to read that.
Love it. Okay. I read all three of the home edit books.
You finished them? Like you read them all?
I blew through them.
Oh my God.
But to be fair, there isn't that much text. It's a lot of pictures and like diagrams and on captions. Like how to organize. Yes. But I did buy all three. I had the original one, but then I bought the other two. They also have a children's book, a teen book, and a book for kids. Like
that's awesome.
Cleaning up and organizing.
So did you like love them, find them so helpful?
Yes. I'm very inspired by them.
That's awesome.
And now I just want to organize everything. I'll talk about that more later.
Yes.
I also read Goosebumps, the original Goosebumps, Welcome to the Dead House.
What made you do that?
It was like in my little classroom library.
Okay.
And I was like,
why not?
Why? I just want to read this book. I loved Goosebumps though.
I never read them.
I loved Goosebumps. I loved watching Goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Not like the new. I know we're going to talk about this, but like not the new Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like Drowning Woman. And then I have Dark Matter on here because that's the next book I'm about to start.
Perfect.
Excited.
Yes. I really am so excited for that one. It seems so good. Eating. Okay. Haven't been able to eat that much due to my previous situation that we previously discussed as per my last email.
As per.
But I did want to shout out chicken noodle soup.
I was with a soda on a side.
Yeah, with a Sprite on a side. I was tearing in some crackers.
Crispy Sprite.
I was tearing up some chicken noodle soup because it was just like easy. You know, I was trying to go for like light, you know, easy things to make, easy things to swallow, easy things to.
I've been obsessed with oranges, like cuties, orange juice, like whatever that is just like exactly what I want right now.
Yeah.
But I also went to a cooking class, a cooking demonstration by Doug Brosselman. He owns Mimi's.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Love Mimi's.
And he made a shrimp fettuccine with a tomato broth.
Okay.
Sauce. I don't know. But it was really cool. It was set up like you were live in audience of like a cooking show. Like it had, we had TVs and it was like.
Where was it?
It was at the Momus Center.
Okay.
But it's called Art for Educators, and St. Bernard Parish Hospital.
Like funds it?
Sponsors it. Yeah. And it's so nice. I'm like, wait a sec. This is cool. They do like.
How'd you find it?
So they do yoga. They do dance classes. There was a painting class and then there was this cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get emails like, hey, like, this is what we have for educators this week. Sign up if you want. That's so, so I signed awesome. Up because I was like, wait, I want to do it. I did originally think that it was going to be like hands on, like I was going to get to make everything, but it was more of like a demo and it was still really cool. We got to eat the food after. All of that to say, he made from scratch, pasta from scratch.
Wow. And you made it as well?
No. Okay. I thought I was going to get to. But we like got the recipe, like we got to see how it's done.
So you kind of like just did it in front of you guys.
Yes.
Like demonstrated.
So I ate that. And I'm like, I want to, I keep thinking about it. I'm like, I want to make this.
It was delicious.
It was unreal. I'm like, this needs to be on the menu at Mimi's with the homemade pasta. Because like, why is it not?
Right. Why is it not?
I learned like it'd be so a much too. Like, did you know your pasta water? First of all, it's gold. Like restaurants reuse the same pasta water all night. Because like once you get it to where it is, like it's gold. You it's don't like drain it.
Liquid gold. Yeah. Like it's.
And also, it should taste like the sea.
I
like when you salt it.
I
it
understand taste like what that means.
Yes, and I had no idea. I'm like, oh yeah, I do like a little.
When I should get to do a little taste, a little,
but it should taste like the ocean.
Oh, I love that. That's so fun.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. I got to eat the food, and now I just keep thinking about it because I want it.
Make it. Do you think you would make the pasta from scratch like that?
I don't know. Or then you'd have to buy like the little pasta maker. Yeah. And I'm like, how often would I use that?
So this brings me up to a topic that I did want to talk to you about, which is the homesteading trad wives. Mm-hmm. Do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know this phenomenon that's on TikTok and social media and reels?
Oh
of
my
like
gosh. Yeah. With
Nara Smith.
Yes.
When she's like, my children woke up this morning and asked me to make waffles. So yes. And then she like literally makes them from absolute scratch.
Did you see she was making bubble gum from scratch?
No.
Gum.
I didn't see the bubble gum. That's
my
insane.
My sister is coming into town and she loves bubble gum.
You sound just like
so
her.
So today
I made bubble gum.
Gum.
Yeah. No, no, literally. She's like one step away from like what slaughtering the chickens herself. Like seriously.
No, 100%.
So my question for you is, what do you think about the homesteading trad wives culture? Here's my thoughts. Like, I get it completely and I thoroughly enjoy watching it, but like, it just couldn't be me. Like, I just don't think I would ever have the time or resources to do the things that she does. And I know she's like incredibly rich because I like dug into her a little bit and like her husband is like a super famous model. So they have a lot of money. Yes. They're super rich. So I think in order to do
I mean,
those
I figured
things,
they were rich, you could tell. But I didn't know, like, I didn't dive into her, but now I will.
Yeah, you should dive into her because it's very interesting. And I think to be able to do the things that she does, you definitely have to have, like, money and resources.
Agreed. I mean, it couldn't be me.
No.
But I do fall in the category of, like, I enjoy watching the content.
Me
and
too.
I think some of it, not all of them, but I think some of it is probably, like, played up for
100%
content. Like there's another one. I don't know her name. At first I thought it was satire. Like I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
She's like in the kitchen cooking.
Is it the bent neck lady where her neck is
she's just like this?
Yeah. I thought it was a joke too.
Like she's putting like a pie into the oven.
Yeah.
And she's like, I thought it was a joke. Like I thought she was making fun of, I didn't realize that's what the phenomenon was called or like
homesteading trad wives.
Homesteading what?
I think it's trad as in like traditional.
Got
trad
it.
Wives.
Trad yeah. wives. Okay. I didn't know that's what it was. But like, they're always
thing.
On my For You page. Always. And I do watch like the entire video.
Me too. They hook me.
They hook me. Which I got to say, I love that on TikTok, you can just like press and hold and it goes in 2x speed.
Never knew that. Oh, I will be doing that.
I fly through videos because I'm like, this is long, press and hold. And it's like, speeds it up.
That's just so crazy that we've got to this place as a generation because I'm the same way. If you're not getting to the point within the first 2 seconds,
there.
I'm scrolling. I'm sorry. Killing Eve, I wanted to tell you about. I just started. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Populator go around?
I've seen the title.
Okay.
But I haven't like watched any of it.
So I think it's over now. And it was a phenomenon like a couple years ago. And I saw it and I always like, I wasn't drawn to it. But it was always, you know those shows where you're like, I'm going to watch that one day. It's not my time.
Yes.
That's how it was with this one. So I started it and all 4 seasons are on Netflix. I'm on like the last couple episodes of the 4th season. And I love it. It's so good. You wouldn't think that I would like it. I know you would too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is cat and mouse trope, which I hate. It just bothers me. This one, something about it, I think it's the actresses. They're so amazing. It's Sandra Oh. She's from Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Christina from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
She's so phenomenal, and her acting is so amazing. And then the other girl, Her name is Jody something. She's plays like a Russian assassin, basically. And Sandra Oh's character is like, you know, trying to find her. But I think the reason why it's so well done is their chemistry. Like, it's their tension is so insane. For sure. And then the other thing that I've been binging, but I started binging, but then Killing Eve kind of took over. So I'm going back to it, is Desperate Housewives. And finally,
the best show to ever exist.
No, it really is. Like, I finally took your advice and I have been holding back because it's so old. Like, I don't know why I just have like this bias against old shows. I'm like, I can't watch it. It's too old.
I've been trying to tell you.
And I should have listened.
Watch this damn show.
It holds up to the test of time. It's so well done. It's so like nostalgic.
Yes.
The actresses are so gorgeous. Like, Eva Longoria couldn't be more perfect if she tried.
She couldn't.
All the plot lines, so
it doesn't
twisty.
Get boring because it is consistent with the different families, the different wives.
Yep. It's almost like a domestic thriller, but it's hilarious. It's so funny. There's murder, there's scandal, there's drug addiction. Like, yep. There's all kinds of, like, there's postpartum depression.
Yep.
There, it's so good.
It's so good. I'm just so glad. So where are you? What's happening?
I'm on season 2. How many seasons are there? Do you know?
Yes, there are 7.
Oh, wow.
Or 8.
Holy shit, I have a lot to go.
Yes.
Which I'm so glad.
Yes, like, you do. Like, take your time with it. I am. Like, you're going to watch things in between.
Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of show I need.
It's a comfort show.
It's a comfort show. Okay, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about that I was watching. Oh, let me just tell you real quick about this case, because I know I sent it to you, but I don't think you ever did get around to watching it, the Robert Wan case.
I didn't.
All right, I'm going to just tell you briefly, because, mm-hmm. like, it's so long, but I just want you to hear it, because it's the most insane true crime case I've ever heard. And shout out to the Prosecutors Podcast. You should mm-hmm. listen to them. They are a true crime podcast, but they're two actual, like, prosecutors. Mm-hmm. And so they're, like, so... This was in the early 2000s in Washington, D.C. It was this guy named Robert Wan. He was within a group of friends that were becoming successful, like, lawyers. They were mm-hmm. kind of in, like, this world of politics out there. And so he had this really, really good friend named Victor, who was a, like, lawyer in the scene in Washington, D.C. Victor was married to another man who lived in the house with him in this, like, million-dollar, like, condo type of house in a dangerous area of Washington, D.C., which I didn't know, but apparently is, like, full of crime in D.C., but it is. So, anyway, he lived in this – the guy Victor lived with his husband, and they weren't, like, officially, I think, husbands, but they were, like, known in the community as husbands. And then they had a third named Dylan, who was kind of part of this, like, polyamorous thing that they had going on. So it was, like, the two main guys, Victor. I wish I knew the other one's name for the purpose of this recap, but I don't. I'm gonna call him Michael for the purpose. So Victor and Michael were in a relationship, and Dylan was, like, a third that was in the relationship, but mostly had, like, a BDSM thing going on with Victor. And things were kind of going downhill. Like, people in the community knew that, like, there was weirdness happening.
Yeah.
But we don't know, like, exactly what, but power struggles, and, like, it was a very, very dominant, submissive relationship between Victor and Dylan, and then, like, there was a husband involved as well. Kind of weird. Like, weird things were going on. So, but then Robert Wan, it was, like, very, very sweet little Asian guy who had a wife that he loved very much, and he was just becoming super successful in his career. Had been friends with Victor for a super long time. They went to high school and college together. So he knew he was going to be staying late at work that night. So he called Victor and asked if he could sleep at his apartment. Mm-hmm. So Robert gets to their house around, like, 10 p.m. And within, it was like a 90-minute time frame, like, quick. 10 p.m. at, like, 11:45, the 911 call is made that Robert was dead and he was stabbed. So in between that time, something happened. And the reason why the case is so bizarre is because of, like, the state of Robert's body. And nobody has been charged with this crime, but it's so very obvious that the three men were involved.
Right.
So they claimed that it was an intruder. There was absolutely no sign of an intrusion. There was... Intruder only attacked this man who was on the second floor. He went right past the first floor with the other two bedrooms. On the second floor was Dylan, the third guy's other room, and where Robert was. He was found... All three men, when the police arrived, were found wet and in robes as if they had literally just taken a shower. Their hair was wet. They were in robes. Okay. Robert's body was on the bed, completely undisturbed. There was little to no blood, like zero blood, but three very severe stab wounds in his chest.
What?
Yeah, but no blood. There was no defensive wounds showing that he knew, even knew he was being attacked. Like, if you get stabbed three times in the chest, like, there's no way instinctively you're not going to put your hand up.
Right.
And he literally didn't move. There was no sign of him moving. He was clean completely. There was not a single thing stolen. His clothes were folded up neatly next. Later on, they found that they found semen on his body. Mm-hmm. Not only on his body, but in his rectum. And it was found to be his own semen.
I'm just like...
So he had only been dead
I think
for,
the thing that's getting me is like he's so clean.
Right. None of it makes sense. And this all happened in a time frame of about an hour. There was one scream that was heard around 11:30 from a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Just one scream. And also, none of the men claimed to have heard an intruder come in this house, which was like super old and creaky. So basically, the most commonly thought theories, which when you hear all the details of this case, you're like, it's so bizarre. There's three stab wounds, but no blood. He was stabbed with a kitchen knife from their kitchen, but also in Dylan's room, there was a set of... There was a cutlery set that was missing a knife that much better fit the wounds that he had. The knife's nowhere to be found. So the men were never charged.
Why do you have a cutlery set in your room?
Exactly. With one knife missing. The three men were never charged, but they were brought to court on conspiracy to like cover evidence because like it was just obvious that the scene was tampered with in some way. But there just wasn't enough evidence. Like some things were botched, but like the overall theory is that obviously the men were involved. We don't know if all three of them are just Dylan, but since there was like a power struggle going on between Dylan and Victor, that when Dylan found out that Robert was going to stay the night, he was like the dominant one in the relationship. He was going to use this as some type of like message to Victor or just saying something, because Victor and Robert were best, like literally yeah. best friends. So he probably gave him a shot of a paralytic, which the paralytic isn't found in a drug test for whatever reason. Like, your body, like, breaks it down. So if he was given a paralytic, it would explain why he had no defensive wounds. So, like, he was given a paralytic that, like, completely knocked him out. So whenever he was probably sexually assaulted and murdered, he didn't even know. Like, he was – which is why his body was completely unmoved. The no blood thing could maybe be explained because apparently – and I only knew this from the prosecutor's podcast because they really did a deep dive into like what could have happened. If he was given the paralytic, that would like completely slow down his heart rate, and maybe they never meant to murder him, but they thought he was dead because his body like completely like almost shut down and he was barely breathing to the point that you might have assumed that he was dead or wasn't breathing. And the reason why people have blood splatter everywhere when you get stabbed is because your heart is pumping blood. But if you are almost dead and your heart is barely beating, then if you were stabbed laying down, like gravity is going to do its job and the blood's just going to like seep back in. So
that's interesting,
right? So it could explain why there wasn't blood everywhere, because if he was like already almost dead, his heart was barely beating, then like when he got stabbed, it just didn't like profusely spray
go everywhere.
Which, okay, that could kind of make sense. But then, like, the sperm within him doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, why were they freshly showered? They did it, obviously. But they were never set. And they're just, like, living their lives. Like,
that is
they
so
changed their names.
Wild.
And Robert never got justice. What have you been
playing? I've been scrapbooking, which is very fun and therapeutic. I started back in the gym. I'm just going for a walk.
What gym are you going to?
Planet Fitness.
Oh my gosh, I have a membership there too. We should just go walk on the treadmill.
Go walk the treadmill. Yeah. I try to go for like 30 minutes.
Oh my god, that's all you need.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not trying to do anything intense. Like, literally, I just go walk. Gardening. Josh and I are trying to like freshen up our garden. That's always fun. Now the good stuff. Watching. 60 Days In. Obsessed. Have you ever watched it before?
No, but I really want to.
So like,
I love jail shows.
Yes, like volunteer participants go into jail undercover as inmates.
Oh, like they willingly go.
Yes, for 60 days. And they're specifically like, how are drugs getting in? What is the gang life like? What is it like with the staff? And you literally just like watch it unfold. And I'm sure some of it is very much like played up for TV, but
entertaining nonetheless.
It's nuts. We're on season 5 right now, but to
where
be fair,
where can you stream it?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Seasons 4 and 5. Season 5 is crazy. And we're only like on episode 2. And we're like, whoa, this is way more intense than episode 1. I mean, season 4. So I highly recommend that show.
Okay.
If
that
you like
great.
Jail shows, like, it's a really good show. Palm Royale.
I forgot to mention that one.
Mother freaking obsessed.
I love
with it.
It.
Like, anything that has to do with like that decade, like the 60s, 70s. Absolutely obsessed. Kristen Wiig is like brilliant in it.
So that's the main character, right?
Yes.
I love her. She's hilarious.
She is hilarious.
She's good in everything.
And like,
she
this
does.
Is another like good show. Like, it's funny, easy to watch, old money.
Well done.
Well done.
It's like stunning visually.
Yes. So, love that. We watched Fallout, which is like based on a game. And
Amazon
it's like,
Prime.
Yes, yeah. On Amazon Prime. It's like post-apocalyptic world. I didn't think I was going to like it at first, but the more I watched it, the more I was like, I'm very much invested in this show.
Yeah.
It's not my kind of show, but I definitely got into it. I watched the Dance Moms reunion last night.
Please tell me about it.
So Maddie and Mackenzie didn't go and Nia didn't go. So it was Kalani, JoJo was there, Kendall, mm-hmm. Paige and Brooke Hyland, and Chloe.
I wonder why Maddie didn't go. She's like one of the most famous out of everyone that came out.
So
JoJo.
Yeah, it was kind of talked about, like, how did the girls feel that they weren't there? And it was kind of like she feels like she doesn't associate with Dance Moms anymore. Like,
she's too good for
that. She's
them.
Too
That's
good for that. Does. But interestingly enough, the night before the reunion, she invited almost all of them to her house. Melissa,
Maddie
the
did?
Mom. Yeah.
Interesting.
Maddie's
this
mom.
Is tea.
Yes. And so Kelly, Brooke, and Paige's mom and Kendall's mom were like, y'all, she was doing damage control. Like, JoJo wasn't invited. Kalani wasn't invited. This was damage control so that they would feel less inclined to, like, say anything negative about Maddie and Mackenzie.
So true. Valid.
It was
valid assumption.
It was good. Like, I don't know. I say it was good. I wasn't like blown away, but it was like kind of cool to like see them all.
Yeah, see where the girlies land. And like, they're so much older now. So it's interesting.
Yeah. So like bigger things, they, Chloe came out and she has a girlfriend. They've been together like 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So okay. She was like emotional talking about that. A big part, another big thing was like, Brooke and Paige's mom, Kelly, feels like, because I don't know if you remember, but they had the big fight, Kelly, and it's all over like TikTok and stuff.
The get your finger out of my face
get
fight?
Get your finger out my face.
Yeah.
And she tries to like bite her.
Yeah.
Well, after that, they never danced again. Oh. Like, they didn't go to another dance studio.
That was
they
it.
Literally didn't dance again.
Oh, wow.
So the mom said she's just been like carrying around this guilt.
Yeah.
That like she ruined their careers, like what they could be.
Aww.
And the girls were like, nope, like we got to live a normal life after that.
So they're kind of like grateful for it in
yes.
the end.
Like,
interesting.
It's what they wanted.
Yeah.
What else was like big? I should have took like some notes, but it's still fresh. I watched it last night.
That like TikTok is so viral though. Get your finger out my face.
They showed Abby like, cause she's.
Wait, was Abby there?
No. So Abby's in the hospital. She has, some sort of cancer. So she's like doing chemotherapy. Like, she looks
terrible.
She looks bad.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, but they were crying. Like, you could tell it's like this very.
God, it's like a toxic parent almost.
Yes. Like, they want to be there for her, even though they were so abused by her.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Chloe was like, I constantly, like, I hear her voice play in my head every single day. Like, I'm not good enough. I need to be better. Comparing myself to everyone. But JoJo was very much like, the way Abby trained us is the way it is in show business. Like, I am who I am because of Dance Moms and Abby Lee Miller. Like, we all are. And she was like, she helped me get a tough skin. Like, I wouldn't be able to deal with the shit I'm dealing with right now if Abby Lee Miller wasn't like, JoJo!
Yeah.
Have you learned nothing?
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
I also would like to do a Dance Moms rewatch. Like, it's just such
oh my gosh.
An insane show.
It really is.
I mean,
is.
It had the nation in a chokehold.
Reindeer?
Yeah. This show was so intense, but so well done. I absolutely enjoyed every second of it.
I did too.
It was very like hard to watch at points.
it got hard at the episode.
Yeah.
Like when we really started to like understand why
and
he was the way he was.
Yes. And I'm so grateful we got that. But it was such a crazy, I don't know, turn of events for me. I didn't see that coming. Mm-mm. I think it was very brilliant the way the show was executed.
Obsessed with the production of it all.
The production. Exactly. The way it was executed. Well, I was the first... three episodes, you think it's just about...
a crazy stalker.
Yeah, and I was feeling frustrated with Donnie, Richard Gadd, but his name in the show is Donnie, yeah, right?
Donnie.
Because I'm like, please do more. Like, I understand he's empathetic, but she needs to...
At some point, like, are you leading her on?
Exactly.
That's where I was.
Yes. And do you like her? Like, I was confused. I'm like, wait, what? But then you get to the episode where you understand why he is the way he is, his past, and I was like, wow, they did that so brilliantly. It made you feel frustrated, and then you felt... I think it made us feel even more like the weight of what he went through, because at that point we were completely invested. And like,
yeah.
I was like, wow, wow.
It was a hard watch once it got to that point.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, I am so invested in this man's life now.
Me too.
Because like, knowing he plays himself.
That part was wild to find out.
Reliving his trauma.
And he's such a phenomenal actor.
Brilliant. Yes. He was absolutely brilliant. And you know what else I loved is when he was like starting to, because he wanted to do comedy, like that was like his thing, but he also like wanted to produce shows, like he wanted to write. And he sits down at his computer and he's writing, and what he writes is the first line in the series, episode one.
I'm like, I love that.
And this is, at this point, it's like one of the later episodes. I'm like, this is beautiful.
He's so brave for sharing his story, and I found it so like noble how honest he was, because I think he touched on a lot of things that are very shameful. I think that people feel,
such a good point.
Yes, for people who have been affected by sexual assault and grooming, feel ashamed to admit that he brought light to, and I thought that was very brave. Just because I think people will see who have went through something similar might go, okay, I'm not like crazy for feeling these things. Just for example, when he talked about like masturbating to her, to his stalker, even though she traumatized him so much, that's a result. That action was a result of his trauma and his confusion. And he was so confused about his sexuality and what was normal and what wasn't. And then he was having those really random and scary sexual encounters just to try to understand what happened to him.
Yeah, like he kept going back. Like the road to baby reindeer. Like, yes. I need to know.
Me too. And I also want to shout out the actress who played Martha.
Oh.
She was phenomenal.
She was.
She was so good. She genuinely was terrifying. Bitch, the scene when she's running after him.
By the,
No.
I can't.
By the water. That was
terrifying.
So scary. I would have been crying my eyes out. Like, oh my gosh, she was so scary.
Yes.
But, and then the way she played her, like, obviously you felt for her in so many ways.
Multiple times.
I'll never not do the scent from my iPhone. Like, it's so funny.
I know. I love that.
So good.
So, it's so funny.
Watch that. If y'all, I'm sure. I feel like most people have by now.
Obsessing?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, my gosh.
Why
is she, like...
She's perfect.
She's, like, having her moment.
She's having her moment.
She's so hot.
Yes. She's perfect.
All of the Coachella content.
I'm eating it up.
With Barry.
I'm eating it up.
Yeah.
With a spoon. Like, I'm gobbling it up. Well, you know, I'm such an Olivia Rodrigo stan.
I know.
And the two of them have this, like, I'm so invested in the Olivia Sabrina
rivalry
of it all. Like, it's so crazy to me. And I've always been invested since the beginning, like, since 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, Olivia is huge. And she's on her own world tour.
For sure, yeah.
She's huge. But I'm glad Sabrina's having her moment. And I want the girlies to make up.
Because I feel like Olivia, like, came out on top.
Oh, she did.
And now, like...
I mean, Driver's License shut the world down. Yeah. And Sabrina is the blonde girl that always made her doubt. And it's just such a slay that she's with Barry Keoghan. Come on. Like, it's perfect.
I know. So, like, wasn't he married with kids, though?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
And so quickly.
I had questions.
Because, like, when
Saltburn
came out. Almost said Saltwater.
Yeah.
When Saltburn came out, like, in the interviews, he was talking about his wife and his child.
That was very bizarre. That long ago. This was a very quick change of events for him. I would like to know his ex-wife's thoughts.
Yeah.
She's probably like, at home with the baby, like up all night, like this
motherfucker. And he's at Coachella, like listening to Sabrina talk about bathwater.
No, literally. That was such a slay though. Like
it was, I'm still it was obsessed. So good.
Like, justice for the baby, for sure.
Oh yeah, he comes
hopefully the baby's getting a fat check though. You know?
I'm sure.
He's got to be. It's like she just has something about
her. I like love her hair right now. Like,
love
these
it.
Little bangs that she's got going on.
Yes. And I love her energy that she's bringing. Yeah. Like the song Espresso, it's so funny to me. She's just like, she says, I can't relate to desperation. My give a fucks are on vacation. Like she just, she doesn't care. She's like, yeah, he's obsessed with me. He's wrapped around my finger. Like,
obsessing over like nursery ideas.
Yeah. As you should.
It's like all I think about right now.
There's no way you can't not like, it's your life.
It's all I want to do.
Are you like Pinteresting all the time?
Oh my God. 24/7.
Obsessed.
But no, literally obsessed.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you recommend?
I have nothing. Like I tried to rack my brain around anything. I have nothing. So you recommend something to me because I have nothing.
I am recommending the let them mindset. Like you didn't get invited to a dinner. Okay. Let them. Like let them go. And don't let it. Don't take it personal. Like. It's not about you. Like, it is what it is. So, like, I guess you could even switch to be like, let me be me. Like, I don't feel guilty. I will say Clarity Catalyst helped me a lot with this. Like, not feeling guilty, being like, no, like, I have a boundary. I just don't feel like it. I love you all, but I don't feel like it.
Simply no.
Simply like, no.
I just don't want to.
I highly recommend it. It really is just like, it's so freeing.
It's so freeing, and it's so much easier than making up excuses and lying, because that was me for a very long time. I've just kind of come to terms that I just really like being alone. Like, I want to hang out with people when I want to. For the most part, yeah. Like, I just kind of want to stay home.
But I think there's like, right, that's like the whole like introvert, extrovert, and I know there's like a middle one that yes. people talk about.
Which is probably where
I think
land.
We're probably like middle. Yeah. Like, but there are some people that truly like feel recharged and energized, like being in a big crowd or with a lot of people or like hanging out.
Yeah.
Every single day with people.
Yeah.
I recharge, and you're probably like this too.
Being alone.
I recharge like I'm rotting watching TV. I just took an everything shower.
It's almost like a necessity.
It is self-care, but I have to have alone time. Like I just have to. And yeah. It's absolutely not being mean.
No, but it's not just by any means.
I like being home too.
Yes.
I really love being home.
And it definitely does come back to the let them / let me yeah. mindset. I love that you included let me because that has a lot to do with it too. But definitely the let them. Like, especially it's freeing to not care about other people's thoughts, because what we have to remember, and this is of course something I'm working on all the time, is like people really aren't thinking about you.
Treat.
So I treated myself to Lululemon leggings.
Oh, good for you.
I know, I got just the plain Align, and it's definitely something that I want to just start doing, like anytime I get a little bit extra, just to start yeah. building it up, because it's just also something I'm learning as I mature, but like it's just necessary to build a catalog of solid pieces.
Yes.
Because I keep buying the Shein leggings or whatever, and they're great and they're affordable, but like they just don't last.
No.
And I think I'm spending more money in the long run by buying cheaper items and throwing yes. them away. Don't yes. you agree?
I do agree. Whereas like you could have, honestly, a solid 3 pair of leggings on rotation.
Flattering, and they're just going to last. So like the $100, it sucks. But like in the long run, I probably spent way more on leggings that are literally in the trash now because they're just shitty quality.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, when you can,
you do
I know
it.
It's hard, but you just do it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I treated myself to the Dibs bronzer blush combo stick.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Well, I see JC uses it.
Okay.
And Julia Havens.
You love her.
I do love her.
I love her too now.
I can't help it. I just feel like we really would be friends.
100%.
She would like fit with the crew.
The crew.
You know?
Her vibe is our vibe for sure.
Yes, definitely. But they constantly use it. They always run like 20% off when they have like a code. And
is it like a cream or is it a powder?
It's a cream.
I love cream makeup now.
Yes. But I did. You know what I've realized? I was like only doing creams, which is why I had the black eyes that day.
Because you only had the cream. You didn't put powder on top?
Right. So like I use... like I'll use the spotlight mm-hmm. under my concealer, which is Ashley Sievert's.
Oh, okay.
Like I use it a lot.
Yeah. It goes under your concealer?
It goes over it. Okay. But you don't set it with a powder. That way, like the idea is like you just like pat it like mm-hmm. this and it'll go away. Like creases or whatever.
I need that.
But I've gone back to putting powder and then like just making it look dewy with like highlight because yes. I think it just flatters my skin more than just
the creams.
Creams.
I think put powder on top.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm more oily right now.
Possible.
Which is very possible. So yeah. I'm just like, I need to bring back powder.
Yeah.
Just to like in my areas that need it.
Yeah. Dibs. I will.
Dibs.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the pop culture randoms we have to, you know.
Yes.
We could briefly fly through some of them. The first one would be Taylor Swift's new double album. What are your thoughts? Do you have any?
So my thing with Swift, Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
I mean, like some of her songs I like.
Yeah.
Like they're good. I am not staying up all night listening to them. I'm not a super fan. I'm just not. Like, yeah. I like Taylor Swift.
You're not a hardcore Swifty.
I'm not. I don't hate her. Like, I'm also not on the side that's like, I don't want nothing to do with Taylor Swift. But I do think it's like a little
drawn out.
Drawn out's a good way to put it. But mm-hmm. also like when the album came out and there was like people crying on TikTok, I'm like,
girl, I totally get that.
Not a super fan.
I feel the same exact way.
Yeah.
So I probably am a little bit more of a Swiftie than you because there are like a lot of, I listen to her all the time. And like yeah. I am very deep into like folklore and Evermore. And I love yeah. like the lyricism and poetic, you know, symmetry in all of her music.
So, yeah, 31's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of songs.
Next would be Gypsy Rose and her husband, Ryan Anderson, break up. They're getting divorced. They're cutting ties.
I mean, we could have seen it coming.
We seen it coming.
It was going to happen.
It was inevitable.
Yeah.
There's a couple things about Gypsy Rose we could just kind of break
down. We
might
have, like, wished her well when we read her book.
We did. I think
and
we're
I'm
like...
Not, and I'm not saying I don't, but...
No. No, we want the best for Gypsy.
But she's, like, really, like, a celeb now.
She is. So
and
she,
I'm just like, don't like, forget.
Don't forget she's a murderer. It seems like she took like a social media hiatus for a little bit and I guess has been dealing with her divorce. But I think we're going to see her divorce play out in her Lifetime series. She was saying like Ryan slept too hot. Like he got very hot when he slept, which like,
oh, and
could
it
see
was
that.
A nick.
And it was a nick. She got the ick. She said he hoarded food.
She openly said this?
Yes.
I did not see this.
I didn't see where she said it, but I saw people talking about it, and I think it was, like, a legit source. She said he was hoarding food in the fridge. I think he was just, like, living kind of funky. And Gypsy...
She knows what she wants now.
I think she got the ick. And I think that, obviously, she shouldn't have got married. Like, she shouldn't have jumped into...
Yeah, but it goes back to, like, when we read her book, and she was just like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it.
Yeah, so I just like want to put it out there. Like we read Gypsy's book.
We did. Go back and listen.
Like we got the inside scoop. And I think most people are seeing and taking what the Gypsy content is for just like at face value. But she wrote a book, y'all. And she gives like a lot of information
yes.
on like what goes on inside of her head.
And I forget that sometimes. Like yep. I'm always like, don't forget. But like she's experiencing life truly now for the first time.
Yeah.
So like even I have to go back and be like, well.
Yeah. And not to take away, you know,
what
she
happened,
did,
yes.
Yeah, and the murder of her mother.
Yes.
But, you know, that is true. Like, she's
like, she didn't just, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to justify. This is where I get so,
I
like, I'm not trying to justify it, but, like.
It's silly. Like, she's, yeah. she got a nose job. Slay. She looks so good. She got her hair dyed blonde. Like, yep. she looks amazing. She got, like, her.
She's, like, tan.
She's got tan. She's got, like, her teeth fixed. She looks like.
She's traveling.
She looks fabulous. And
Ryan
it's just,
was just holding her down.
Ryan
holding
was holding her back a little bit. And, you know, obviously we're not in the relationship, but I'm interested to see more about what happened between the two of them.
Yes.
And it's just like Gypsy's just a girl. Like she went back to her ex.
She went back to her ex. Weren't they at Jazz Fest?
They were at Jazz Fest. Love
I
that
think that's
so much.
So funny.
I love that she's like, you know,
no
appreciating
girl.
Her New Orleans
yes.
roots. Also in the book, I just want to say, when I was reading Gypsy talk about Ken, who was her ex,
mm-hmm.
I had a suspicion that she was still in love with Ken.
Yeah.
She was talking about him with such deep hurt.
Yep.
That you only talk about someone like that when it's like, you know.
There's something there.
You know, you'll sure enough. And I just like love the pictures of them like outside of the Dollar Tree and she's got a cigarette in her hand.
Yes. It's just so real.
It's so real. It's so real. One more thing. And we just recently watched a clip where Gypsy is talking about wanting to meet Joey King.
Yep.
And since we read the book, we know that she was kind of clowning on Joey King.
Yeah, like she was not about Joey King.
No. Joey's walking the red carpet while I'm sitting here in my prison cell. Like, must be nice.
Yes.
So I was like, whoa. So she was not here for the act at all. Obviously, she must have done like a little 360. Maybe she watched the series and resonated with it and was like, okay, she did do a good job.
She portrayed a good job, yeah. Because she was like wanting to meet her.
Yeah. Interesting.
A switch up.
She did a little switch up.
We see you.
We see you, Joe. We knew what you said in your book, Gypsy. But
we analyzed that book. No.
They could never make me hate you, Gypsy. I can't explain it. And I get it. I understand. This is like such a layered situation, the Gypsy Rose. And go listen to our episode, y'all. Because we talk about our feelings. It's very layered and it's very, like, you have to tiptoe. And there's so many, like, gray areas.
It really is such a hard topic to talk about.
It's like, she's a murderer.
But, like, go live your life, girl.
You're the murderer. The next thing I just want to ask you about are, like, your thoughts on Coachella. And one, would you ever go, if I know it's like so expensive, but would you ever attend Coachella? And do you feel like it's like influencer eye roll, like influencer Olympics?
I think when I was younger, I wanted to go so bad, and if I was given the opportunity to go, I would. Now I'm like, it's so hot in Palm Springs, there's so many people, and maybe if it was like with a brand that was like hooking me up with like a nice VIP spot and I had like a nice fan,
yes,
I'd be about it.
Some accommodations.
I will say, I do think it is like a influencer eye roll. I do think that. Now, look, if I've got invited,
right, we ain't not gonna.
I would go. Yeah. Like, please no, but I do think of it that way because I saw a TikTok where she's actually a bigger, like, she has a lot of following. Mm-hmm. And she went to, I think it was Revolve. Mm-hmm. She went to a after party or whatever. And there was a sign that said, over 1 million followers, enter this way. Under 1 million followers, enter the opposite way.
You're lying.
And she, like, made a TikTok and was like, y'all, I can't even make this up. Like, I'm not even going in. I'm going to the 7-Eleven or whatever gas station.
It's like actually an episode of Black Mirror.
And I'm going home. Yes. So I'm crazy. Just like, see, like, I'm not about that.
No, we're all human.
That's silly. Yes.
I don't so like that.
So like over 1 million followers, what do we get? Right. Under 1 million, what
we're
happens?
We're the big fat losers.
Like, and then I do there, not like there's that. The lay people.
Right.
Like us.
Just briefly touch on JoJo Siwa and her rebranding. So it's kind of old now. The JoJo Siwa rebrand has been going on for a while, and we definitely had our fun with it.
Yep.
But
now I'm just like,
girl,
done.
I'm done with it. I felt assaulted by JoJo Siwa when it all first started.
It was the only thing.
It was
on my TikTok, on anything.
Yeah, it was like infiltrating our feeds, and just like she was everywhere. She's been so annoying.
Song, I couldn't get out of my head. Like, she did her job. No,
She did it right.
Until Britt.
Oh, yeah.
Had the song before. Britt Smith.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, that's interesting. But I think that probably happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
in the industry.
Yeah, like it's an unreleased song. Another.
Like artist picked it up.
Picked it up.
Yeah. I do think that happens a lot. I just think it's a little weird that JoJo kind of presented the song as if it was like she wrote it almost,
yeah,
you know?
She did, yeah.
So I think that's where she went wrong versus just being like open about it. Like, yeah, I was pitched this song and I bought the rights
right,
to it.
Right, right, right.
Open to the Call Her Daddy episode with her, and that's basically what she said. Yeah. She's like, y'all, I know what I'm doing. I know I'm annoying. You're listening. Like, I'm a millionaire.
Or is that like a facade?
A cover up.
To protect her ego.
It could be both. It
could be both.
That's 100% what I would say. She's if everyone was human. Clowning on me, I would be like, y'all, I'm literally doing this
I'm doing
on
this
purpose.
On purpose and you're falling into it.
Like, you're the clown. That's the perfect excuse.
It is. And it's like, damn, all right. Well,
yeah, it's like, well,
we're all clowns here.
Right. If you're making fun of yourself,
it's
then
the
no
clown
one can
in
make,
the room. Like,
it's a clown in the room with us. Yeah. And if you're making fun of yourself, like, no one can make fun of you. So it's hard to tell, like, which one she falls under.
It is a very
under.
Powerful mind trick.
Mm-hmm. That's a great tactic to
it
use.
It is a good tactic.
Bebe.
This was a good time, though.
It was necessary.
It was. Same time next week?
Yes. Y'all, we're going to be, like, so consistent.
Yes.
We're going to record once a week.
It's going to be sickening.
It's going to be sickening the boots down. I also want to just like do a little teaser because we have like something really fun coming up. So we're doing Dark Matter.
Yes.
Which is going to be fun because there's a TV show. I mean, like, hello, we get to compare the book. But we also have a guest coming on.
Like and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram. Yes. And you know, when you talk so much, you're like...
No, like it's literally me. My brain is mush right now.
It had to be said though.
It did. It had to be said.
Okay, follow our Instagram at Open Books Podcast. Go give it a 5-star review.
Please.
That helps.
It really does.
Help Leave us so a much. Review with words on Apple Podcast. I know it helps so much. And yeah, just interact with us.
Yeah, and like show us some love. Show Listen us some to love, us.
Because we love y'all. Okay.
We do.
Love y'all. Goodbye.
Love you.